Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The Attorney General testifies before Congress on rising crime and protests in America. Joe Biden releases his plan to combat economic injustice. Six players on the New England Patriots opt out of the 2020 season. Woman killed by a great white shark in Maine? Also, I had money in America. How you doing with that? But first, Attorney General Barr calling out congressional Democrats over their party's handling of anti-police protests in more than 100 cities. The AG asking legislators why they refuse to condemn violent attacks against federal property and city property. That's an excellent question. Mr. Barr facing a series of attacks from lawmakers, including shame on you, and an accusation that he's, quote, working to end America's First Amendment rights. Far-left Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal even accused the Attorney General of enabling police officers to, quote, persistently kill black bodies, unquote. Joe Biden unveiling his proposal to help fight economic and racial disparities. Former Vice President promising more federal investment in minority-owned businesses, government housing, public transportation. He says he'll address the racial wealth gap and the jobs gap for black and brown people. Mr. Biden's program will cost about $150 billion in addition to the trillions of dollars he says he wants to spend on climate change. At least six players on the New England Patriots refusing to suit up for the season. According to an agreement between the league and Players Association, anyone considered high risk for COVID can opt out of playing while still earning a salary of $350,000. Pro football is scheduled to start September 10th in Kansas City. Woman from New York killed by a great white shark off the coast of Maine. The 63-year-old was swimming in the waters near Bailey Island, that's northeast of Portland, Maine, when the 10-foot predator struck. Eyewitnesses say the incident happened less than 40 feet from shore. It is the first fatal shark attack in Maine's history. In a moment, money in America. How are you doing with that? Right back.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the truth about money in America. You may have noticed that the left is trying to divide the country using currency, rich versus poor, haves versus have-nots. And some of the time they do this based on color, race. So let's run down the facts. There are 11 million millionaires in the USA. That is 9% of the entire population. There are only 621 billionaires. According to data from the Census Bureau, there are 115 million households total in the USA. Households earning less than $50,000 comprise 48 million. That's 40% of the household population, by far the biggest category. Households in the USA earning $50,000 to $100,000 a year, number 35 million. That's 29% of us. Households earning $100,000 to $500,000, 10 million, 8% of us. Households earning $500,000 to $1 million, 8 million, 6%. So you can see that about 70% of American households earn less than $100,000 a year. Obviously, this group will decide and has decided the presidential election. Democrats say they will give the 70% more government money. They will give the folks entitlements, health care, housing, food stamps, etc. The entitlement party does appeal to some folks who feel that they need help financially. Because Republicans basically say you've got to practice self-reliance. They favor a safety net, but a much smaller federal presence and less free stuff. And so the battle rages. Now, where are you in all this? I can tell you my upbringing was solidly working class in Levittown on Long Island in New York. My family did not have much money. We had used cars. Now they're called pre-owned cars. You don't hear used cars anymore. We didn't have air conditioning in the house. That was brutal in the summer. We had very few amenities. My father took us on vacation to Vermont, Lake Bomasine. We drove on up there, stayed at a kind of quaint resort. I love that word, quaint. It wasn't lavish at all. In fact, I didn't even go on an airplane until I was 18 years old. We drove on a Greyhound bus from New York to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Try that. So in my life, I have been self-reliant. Never taken a government handout, never taken a loan, never borrowed any money. I worked since I'm 10 years old. I competed, I did well, I'm happy, and now I give away a lot of my money. But there are many people, many voters, who want government entitlements, and that's what the Democrats are counting on. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I proved that message by writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and join our Stand Up for Your Country campaign. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Violent protests have taken over sections of many American cities since the death of George Floyd, as you know. Portland, Oregon has seen 60 consecutive nights of riots, while arsonists try to burn down federal property. The far-left mayors of protest cities seem unable or unwilling to stop the chaos, promoting some fair-thinking Americans to ask a very simple question. Who voted in these loons? First, in New York City, communist mayor Bill de Blasio was reelected in 2017, winning 66% of the vote. That number jumps to 80% in the Bronx and Brooklyn. Only Staten Island voted Republican. Now, very few people know this, but very few people voted in the de Blasio election, below 30%. In Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, earning nearly three-quarters of the entire vote in the Windy City, her opponent, another Democrat, received 26%. Last time a Republican won in Chicago was William Hale Thompson in 1927. might be time for a change in Chicago as the death toll mounts. Portland, Oregon, far-left Mayor Ted Wheeler actually joined the rioters, standing by as crowds tried to set a federal courthouse on fire. Wheeler was elected in 2016 by 54% of the city, promising to, quote, take care of those in need and close the gap between wealthy and poor residents. Instead, Mayor Wheeler is actually helping to destroy the entire city of Portland. Next up, Seattle, Jenny Durkin, elected in 2017, 60% of the vote. Durkin allowing anarchists to take control of City Hall and the surrounding area. 70% of Seattle identifies as Democrat. 84% of residents there voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. San Francisco Mayor London Breed won in 2018, 36% of the vote. The two other candidates were also Democrats. In San Francisco, there is a one-party system that has led to disaster. Despite liberal domination in America's cities, the country is still split down the middle when it comes to politics. A Gallup poll in May 2020 shows a third of voters self-identify as Republican, a third as Democrats, a third as independents. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.